From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Three arrested in New York for allegedly wanting to join ISIS. U.S. authorities on Wednesday arrested three foreign nationals living in New York on charges of plotting to support the Islamic State group in Syria and kill President Barack Obama. Ranging in ages from 19 to 30, two of the men were from Uzbekistan and one from Kazakhstan. New York City Police Commissioner William Broughton.
Well, I think what is alleged in the filing is that their efforts were to two of the individuals were seeking to fly to Syria. One was arrested at the international airport, JFK International Airport, as he was getting ready to board that flight. A second individual had a later flight scheduled. He was arrested at home here in Brooklyn. A third individual who we believe helped to organize and finance the trip with the other two individuals was arrested in Jacksonville, Florida.
U.S. officials said they first became aware of the three men after one of them made an August 2014 posting on an Uzbek language website that promotes Islamic State. 6 weeks after its survivors issue, the satirical magazine Charlie Hebdo is back on France's newsstands. Lisa Bryant reports for VOA.
Charlie Hebdo is back to business. That is, if a jihadist dog, an enraged pope, and animal caricatures of French far-right leader Marine Le Pen and former President Nicolas Sarkozy can be considered business as usual. They're featured on the cover of Charlie Hebdo's new issue, which hit the newsstands on Wednesday. We're back, the satirical weekly proclaims. Lisa Bryant, Paris.
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Speaking to reporters outside of Moscow, Russian President Vladimir Putin today warned that his government will cut natural gas supplies to Ukraine if Ukraine fails to pay in advance for future deliveries. He also noted the potential for shortages in Western Europe, which receives about a third of its gas from Russia. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said Wednesday Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is wrong in his view of recent nuclear talks with Iran. Prime Minister Netanyahu told fellow Likud party members that by making concessions to the Iranians, the U.S. and its partners have given up on their commitment to keep Iran from being able to build a nuclear weapon. Secretary Kerry disagrees.
I'll tell you, Israel is safer today with the added time we have given and the stoppage of the advances in the Iranian nuclear program than they were before we got that agreement, which, by the way, the Prime Minister opposed.
The Obama administration is upset that Republican House Speaker John Boehner invited Mr. Netanyahu to speak at a joint meeting of Congress next week. A United Nations report says a North Korea shipping company, which has in the past been caught trying to transfer illicit weapons, has evaded sanctions against it by renaming and transferring ownership of most of its vessels. The report, written by a group of experts that monitors sanctions against North Korea, also says Pyongyang continued to defy Security Council resolutions by persisting with its nuclear and ballistic missile programs. A Taliban suicide bomber rammed his explosives-packed vehicle into a Turkish embassy convoy in the Afghan capital Thursday morning, killing at least two people. A spokesman for Kabul police tells VOA a Turkish national was among those killed in the attack that took place just outside of the Turkish mission. Kokang rebels in Myanmar have attacked the residence of regional administrator Pei Shok Chan and a local army headquarters. This latest violence near the country's border with China has resulted in at least one death. U.S. President Obama raised the political pressure on the opposition over immigration on Wednesday, telling members of Miami's Latino community that Republicans are to blame for stalling the reform.
The challenge is still going to be that not only do we have to win this legal fight, which we are appealing very aggressively, but ultimately we're still going to have to pass a law through Congress. The bottom line is, Jose, that I'm using all of the legal power vested in me in order to solve this problem.
Mr. Obama defended his plan to protect up to 5 million undocumented immigrants and said he disagreed with a federal judge in Texas who blocked his order from taking effect. The president said it could take months for an appeals court to overturn that ruling. This is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.